From acrobats and symphonies to a tango performance to a multimedia anniversary, TPR arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan says the weekend is here.
According to the San Antonio Symphony's Katie Brill, tonight and tomorrow's performances of Tchaikovsky, John Williams, Holst, and more will feature something really different.
The show is built in such a way that the acrobats start on the ground.
Wait, what?
The acrobats start on the ground, and then as the concert progresses, they gradually go higher into the air.
She's talking about Cirque Musica, the acrobatic athletes who dance ballet, do acrobatics, and even aerials, all to the sounds of live symphonic music.
Yes, and one of the acrobats will even be playing the violin solo as she's doing her acrobatic tricks.
Associate conductor Noam Avial conducts a performance that many of you will view in different ways.
You can pay attention to the acrobats. You can pay attention to the musicians. You can pay attention to Noam as she's conducting. There are a lot of different entry points for a concert like this.
That's tonight and Saturday at the Tobin. Also on Saturday at the Esperanza Peace and Justice Center, Azul Barrientos says one music genre takes center stage.
It's going to be all about tango and only about tango.
But what exactly makes tango tango? Rhythm is key.
We know that tan, tan. You know, that rhythm that kind of makes you want to move.
Es la última farra de mi vida.
She says that despite the way it sounds, there's a deep sadness to tango.
Like blues, like rancheras, you know, it's something that happened that pretty much you had no control over and you're still kind of going through it.
She's not performing alone, but with a solid band to back her.
Aaron Prado on the keyboard and the piano, George Prado on the upright bass, Emilio Alvarez on the cello, Nina Rodriguez on the percussions. I'm going to be on the guitar and singing. And we're going to have a beautiful guest. Her name is Giomara, and she's going to be dancing two pieces of tango as well.
And also Saturday night on Main Plaza, a momentous occasion.
It is the fifth anniversary of our San Antonio the Saga.
The Main Plaza Conservancy's Casey Glick is talking about the 24-minute-long computer-animated history of South Texas that is projected on the facade of San Fernando Cathedral. This marks the halfway point on the film's 10-year contract here.
We are kicking off at 4 o'clock with some folklorico dancing. At 5 o'clock, we have our very own Mariachi Corazon de San Antonio. They are so amazing.
Rachel Yvonne Cruz and Juan Caprera will mix it up with a little opera singing, followed by a former San Antonian, Patricia Vaughn.
She's a two-time Austin Music Awards Artist of the Year winner. She is amazing. And then our big headliner, we have Stephanie Urbina Jones and the Honky Tonk Mariachi.
After it's all done, stick around at 9 to watch The Saga. It's really something. As to what all this will set you back,
it's free and open to the public.
Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.